In the wilderness, there are no rules, no law, no mercy, only need. Out there, beyond the reach of cities and courts, where the trees crowd thick as secrets and the sky closes in like a lid, survival becomes the only religion. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter what you were. Soldier or shepherd, priest or prisoner. The wild doesn't care. It strips you down to something simpler, hungrier. And in the deepest wilds of 19th century Tasmania, back when it was still called Van Diemen's Land, that need could become something far more dangerous than any animal or any outlaw or any desperate soul with shackles around his ankles. It could become hunger. But this isn't the kind of hunger that comes at the end of a long day without lunch. This isn't the ache of a skipped supper or the pangs of a rationed winter. This is hunger as obsession, as madness, as transformation. This is the kind of hunger that claws through your guts until it speaks for you, until it walks in your skin, whispers in your thoughts, and tells you that you don't need bread. You need flesh. And for one man, that hunger didn't just take hold. It devoured him. He was a convict, an Irishman, a man sentenced to vanish into the unforgiving system of colonial punishment. And vanish he did, into the dark green heart of Tasmania, into a landscape that broke boots, snapped bones, and swallowed men whole. He disappeared into that nightmare. And weeks later, he came out again, alone. He wasn't starving, he wasn't crazed, but he was changed, because he hadn't just survived. He hadn't just outlived his companions. He had eaten them. The story that followed would shake the colony, stain the pages of official reports, and linger in the uneasy campfire tales of the bush for generations. He would come to be known by many names, the cannibal convict, the man-eater of Macquarie Harbour, but his real name was Alexander Pierce, and his story isn't just about murder. It's about what happens when civilization fails, when punishment turns to torment, and when a man stripped of everything else finds one appetite he can't ignore. This tale is called The Hunger.